Welcome to Bar Talk, the place women go to train, grow, and find balance in Christ. Today, we're going to discuss the value of a woman in singleness. What do you bring to the table outside of being a wife? Today, we're going to talk about it. So, take a deep breath in. And 5, 6, 7. So I've really been looking forward to talking about this topic because along my journey of coming to know Christ better and truly having relationship with Christ over knowing religion, I've truly grown not only as a Christian, but as a young woman. And I've come to see my relationship with Christ as something that I truly treasure, and that looking back, I don't really see how I thought I was living a purposeful life without. Being a Christian is much more than doing the right thing all the time, or going to church on Sunday, or having a fish decal in the back of your car. I've come to learn that being a Christian is truly having your heart gradually changed by being in the presence of God. And really, above all, what it took for me was to understand how much God loved me. I think that growing up in the Christian church, we are inundated with these ideas that God is this hateful being and he just is all about punishment, and we don't really spend much time studying the heart of Christ. And knowing what I know now, that really breaks my heart, especially for those that have experienced quote unquote church hurt or been given the wrong impression of Christ by those who are meant to, you know, be his reflection in the earth, those who profess to be Christians. So I say all that to say that along my journey of coming closer to Christ, I've truly come to understand what it means to be one with God, first and foremost. I think that we are so we're almost drowned in images of perfect marriages and perfect families. And, you know, we don't really understand the root of that and why we strive to have this goal, to have this image, because it is from God. God desires for us to be in partnership, in relationship. You know, it's not his intention for us to go through life alone. But I do believe that in order to best understand how to function, especially in romantic relationships, we first have to understand, one, the love that God has for us. And then as a result of understanding that, we then learn how to truly love and serve our Father. And guess what? That is the essence of being a wife. God, Jesus, is our first husband. We are his church, his bride. So I feel like in singleness, that is our time to truly become one with our Heavenly Father, with our King, away from earth. I don't think that we can really understand how to function in the role of wife outside of first understanding that in the context of Christianity. I believe it's also important for us as women to understand that although God does have marriage in mind for many of his daughters, he also has given us a unique purpose and calling that he intends for us to pursue and accomplish in the earth that is likely outside of a partner. I know for me, I always thought that my calling was to be a dancer when I was younger, because that's what I love to do. It brought me joy. It brought other people joy to observe me enjoying my passion. So I always thought dance was my calling, until I realized that God wanted to touch people through me in more, I want to say, tangible ways. As a performer, it's so easy to get caught up in the idea that, I'm on this stage or I'm on this platform and, people are just observing me or being inspired by me from afar. But after living that life for a while, it started to feel lonely because, you see this image, this personality that's portrayed when I am in this place or in this zone or in this setting. But that stage and platform can sometimes feel like the loneliest place in the world, because you, as someone who's in the audience or a supporter or quote unquote fan, you're not really seeing the things that make Asia, Asia. The struggles I've been through, the lessons that I've learned, who I truly am as a person. And it took me coming to that realization to understand that, God hasn't taken me through all the things that I've been through for me to just get on stage and perform. Although, that was an attractor for people to pay attention, but I just came to realize that there was so much more. Even in me talking to you guys through this podcast right now, it is a method for God to reach out to you through my voice, through my story, through, the conversations that I have with God that, he's led me to just share on this platform. So in the grand scheme of things, no, I'm not just a dancer. My greatest calling, I believe, at least at this moment in time, is to be a teacher, to teach my peers, the next generation of young ladies and young men and just people in general, the lessons that God has taught me along the way. So before God presents me to my husband, I'm grateful that I've come to realize, my giftings, my calling, my purpose outside of being someone's wife. Speaking of being a teacher, I think that as women, God has gifted us with this natural instinct to nurture. And I don't believe you have to have natural children in order to feel this calling within yourself. So I challenge you to ask yourself, who or what are you already nurturing before your wife, before your mother? What has God called you to, and how are you stewarding it? Are you pouring into another young lady or a sister in Christ or some service group or community outreach project? Like, what are you doing today that, you know, is representative of the fact that you're even ready to serve on the level of being a wife or a mother? You know, because the Bible says, he who finds a wife, and I quote that scripture a lot because I think that is very powerful. You have to be found, being found, meaning that upon seeing you, you're already in the role of being who it is that you aspire to be. As crazy as that kind of sounds, like, it's almost like dressing for the job that you want. How can God trust you to nurture a household when you're not even nurturing what he's placed in your hands, you know, at the base level? So again, ladies, ask yourselves, who or what am I nurturing today? I've said this before and I'll say it again. I truly feel like women are God's flowers. And interestingly enough, I learned a fact about mangoes the other day. By the way, mangoes are my favorite fruit. But before a mango is a mango, it's a flower. And it goes through this whole pollination process before it grows into the fruit that, you know, we enjoy. But that's just so representative of women, in my opinion. Like, we're beautiful to look at, fragrant, sweet, and the more we spend time planted and rooted in God, like, we become this sweet fruit that other people can feed from. And I think that's just wonderful. I really do. And of course, we can go back to the fruit of the Spirit. Why do we call it the fruit of the Spirit? Because we have to have the Spirit in order to exemplify these traits. And again, going back to being rooted and grounded in Christ, you know, the deeper the roots, I dare say the sweeter the fruit, right? When you're rooted in, you have a firm foundation in the Word of God, you know, what's in your heart comes out, right? Whether that be good or bad. So I'd say that as women, as Christian women more specifically, before we're ever anyone's earthly wife, God, I think, wants to see us bear fruit in our day-to-day lives. So ask yourself, am I loving? Am I kind? Do I have joy? And if those fruits of the Spirit are lacking, you know, that's an area where you can focus in on. And how do you do that? Honestly, just get at the feet of God. Like, ask him. The Lord says, if we seek, we'll find him, right? So me knowing the love of God and me experiencing that love firsthand, I know that if you come with a sincere heart and ask God to purify those areas of your heart where your fruit is not so sweet, he will rush in to make you whole, to make you pleasing, a sweet aroma to his nostrils, right? So I believe that when we spend the time to cultivate those fruits of the Spirit, we're valuable not only to a partner, but to everyone who encounters us. Might you or someone you know benefit from godly feminine advice? Well, I've got something for you. I am launching ABCD, which stands for Asia Martin's Brand Consultations for Dancers. Now you might be thinking, I don't have a brand and I'm not a dancer. How could this service be of benefit to me? Well, you actually are a brand. A brand is intended to make a mark on life. And as we move through life, we do it with grace. So you are a dancer, whether you're a lover of dance, a professional dancer, or just someone who wants to move through life gracefully. I am here to offer you coaching and guidance on even the most mundane parts of life. I will be doing this from a Christian perspective, but you don't have to be a Christian to take part in this service. I'm looking forward to coaching you and look forward to more details soon. There are so many examples of women in the Bible who play vital roles in bringing pretty substantial events to pass. So why would we think that things are much different today? There are lots of conversations that are being had in different circles that are discussing whether or not women should play a role in the church, the quote unquote church, right? Whether they should lead in certain capacities. And you know, I really had to sit with God on that one, because if you just read the Bible with a very novice understanding of, you know, how things have been misinterpreted and things of that nature, it's very easy to think that, you know, God doesn't really have a role for women outside of being under the foot of a man. But then you look at women like Esther, and you really have to go to God and say, all right, Lord, like, what's up? You got this woman over here who is a queen and being bold enough to go before the king and saving her people. And then in another verse, you're saying that, you know, women shouldn't teach and women shouldn't lead. So which one is it? And, you know, that's something that I'm still trying to make sense of in terms of how it's worded in the Bible. However, and, you know, Lord, forgive me if I'm wrong, but me knowing the nature of God, I truly believe that women play a major role, if not the greatest role, in bringing the things of God to pass here on earth. It may not be it by using our brute strength or, you know, force or anything like that. However, I do think that we can inspire not only men, but just people, the community at large. Women truly play a role in setting the tone, setting the example, being the, you know, the status quo, the image, the ideal for others to look up to and emulate. My mind goes to Sarah Jakes Roberts, and can't nobody tell me that that woman is not anointed by God. Nobody. You know, she is just She's powerful. She's a wife. She's a woman of God. And she plays a huge role in shepherding a flock. She is an assistant pastor of the Potter's House, where she not only teaches women and girls, but she teaches men too. And I think so deeply sometimes. So since recording this episode, it has been revealed to me by the Holy Spirit that yes, women do play a valuable and vital and necessary and all the things, all the words women are to the body of Christ. However, in God's divine order, and as you can see, this is so challenging for me to say, but I have to tell the truth, and Jesus is the truth, God is the truth, His word is truth, and women, as valuable as they are, should not be pastors. Not only is that true, but there are many people being led astray by poor leadership. And I'm not just referring to pastoral leadership within the context of a church building. I'm referring to the leadership of the men who God has placed in an equally significant, special, vital, all the things role. I could speak more on this, but again, I think this will have to be its own podcast. But since recording this episode, it has been revealed to me that women should not serve as pastors within the context of church. I don't really get caught up in gender. And now this is, you know, Asia talking as Asia, not Asia talking as a Bible scholar or like the perfect Christian. These are just my thoughts. But, you know, God is a spirit. It has no gender. And I am under the impression that women and men are simply different expressions of God in the earth. I mean, if we were all in one, I don't know. Maybe we'd be too much like God. And don't go off on a tangent, you know, too deep in the other direction. But yeah, like, and then too, like, there are people who feel like they are both genders, and now I'm really going off the deep end, but you know, I don't know if I would refute or disagree with someone who feels like that, you know, especially in this fallen world. Like, who's to say that they're not closer to being like God than those of us who only, you know, truly connect with one gender or the other? But nonetheless, you know, I think a lot, so forgive me. Nonetheless, God is neither male nor female. So I feel like the way that He expresses Himself in human beings is just dependent on, you know, what God wants to do and how He wants to use a person. I think that it's really dangerous to box God, especially in such a small box as gender. I feel like God can move how He wants to move, and I know that He will use whoever He wants to use, whoever is humble and willing to bring His will to pass in the earth, whether that be a man or a woman. I do believe that women play a huge role in providing structure and systems. There's just something about the way a woman's mind works where we can see something or see a person and we can come up with a plan for how to get this thing or this person from point A to point B in 10 easy steps. Like men, women are problem solvers too, and sometimes to our own detriment, but that is for another podcast. However, I do believe that our value as a woman outside of being a wife is based largely in our ability to be systematic, to be organized, and to build structures that help us or help others to attain a goal. Despite what history will tell you, women have always been extremely capable. We haven't always been allowed to express that, but I'm grateful to God that I live in a world where I can pursue higher education and I can have a job and make a living to provide for myself because as a woman, you know, God has wired our brains to approach things differently. More often than not, we are the more empathetic of the two genders. And with that skill set, we can systematically approach solving problems in a way that really penetrates whatever the issue is. For example, I'm a teacher, a public school teacher, and I work with high school students every day. So, the nurturer, the woman in me, can come into the classroom and just look at one of my kids and say, okay, such and such is having a bad day. Like, let me call them over. Okay, what's going on? You know, and they'll say nothing. And I'm like, no, I can sense that something about your character has changed. Like, and then I'll ask again, what's wrong? And then at that point, you know, they'll share it with me. And then I don't know, something about the way I'm wired is just able to say something encouraging or give them a tool or skill to just try to push through that day. And I've done that so much that I kind of have it down to a science. And it is that skill set that allows me to not only work with children, but to be just as systematic in my approach with people. And you know, we're human beings. We're not always perfect and flawless at interacting with people or problem solving. However, I do think that we do have a strength in that area once, you know, we go through our healing process. You know, we've all dealt with different traumas, but I do feel that in general, God has gifted women with not only empathy, but a huge sense and just a gifting of wisdom. And what's the other word that I'm looking for? Not wisdom, but like a knowing. What's the word for that, y'all? Y'all know what I'm talking about. Intuition is the word that I'm looking for. And when we really not only tap into this quote unquote intuition, which really should be the Holy Spirit, we truly can approach problems and be God's hand in the earth because we are so attuned in that way. And I feel that That's a skill set that you can carry into an earthly marriage, but it's first learned by being in relationship with Christ. How do you approach issues systematically to get the result that you desire? And not so much so that even just you desire, but as you are being connected with Christ, you're bringing his kingdom. What is it? You're bringing his will from heaven to earth. Let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. When we are attuned to Christ in that way, we can literally be, you know, the ones that maneuver through this life in order to bring God's will to pass. We got it like that, ladies. We are builders, just in a... As always, I'm going to end this podcast with a prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, I pray that you embolden my sisters in Christ to love themselves and appreciate all that they bring to the table outside of being an earthly wife, Father God. Help us to learn to first be a true and loving wife to you, Father God. Help us to rid ourselves of all other gods, of all other idols in our lives, Father God, and to serve you first and best, because it is only then that we will be able to serve others. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.